So I think I did one of these episodes last year, but I decided to do one again. I'm just going to give a recap of my year. I would have to say that 2023 has been a very eye-opening year for me. It has been a few ups and downs, of course. Everybody goes through them in life. But 2023 has also put a lot of things into perspective for me. I know I said it a lot, but I really feel like this year has really turned, I'm not gonna say turned, but has made me see things about myself, realize things about myself, realize things about where I want to be, where I currently am in life, the things that I want to partake in, the things that I don't want to partake in. And mainly how I want my life to be overall moving forward. These past couple of weeks have been a little like an emotional roller coaster for me, partly because Mother Nature came twice this month, TMI, but I've shared enough. But these past couple of weeks have been like really, I really don't even know how to describe it. It's just been an emotional roller coaster. I feel like a lot of things have been revealed to me about, about myself. The positions that I put myself in and the things that I've indulged in for the past couple of months and stuff like that. And I would say it also showed me a lot about other people as well, like things that I really necessarily didn't see in other people at first. I've had a lot of, I would say that my highlights of this year would definitely have to be I spent more time with my family, which I haven't over the past years. I'm a very family oriented person, but lately I've been spending more time with my family, being home, being present with my family, doing more things with my family. I went back to therapy. That was well needed for me because I needed another outlet besides my friends or my close relatives and stuff. But I needed somebody else to put things in a different perspective for me and to just hear me. That was a major thing for me because I felt myself getting back into depression and, going back into my old ways and doing things that I didn't want to do anymore, but I was still doing it. And I also went back to school. I went back to school to get my bachelor's degree. So that was another highlight of my 2023. And it took a lot for me to do it, but one day I just said, let me get up off my ass and do something because I want to do better. And I want to further myself when it comes to my education. And one of the main motivations I believe I told y'all before of me going back to school was me seeing my sister graduate with her bachelor's. And that was another highlight for me, seeing my little sister graduate with her bachelor's and going back to get her master's, which I really do admire her for. And I commend her for doing that because she has a full-time job as well. And she's doing her businesses and stuff like that. I also went back to school for a master's. So she was one of the main like motivations for me to go back to school. And I also seen my little cousin graduate college. Well, I didn't see it. I wasn't there, but I was present in the same area with her. So I didn't see it physically because I was having issues with my arm and stuff like that. But and I would have to say me getting a new job, that I potentially see myself being with a long term. That was definitely a plus for me and a highlight for me as well, because my last job that I had, it really took a toll on my mental. I didn't like going to work. I didn't like showing up. And that in turn, I was just wasn't there mentally. So I would just say that getting another job, getting a better job was another highlight for me. I'm sorry, y'all, if I have very low energy. I'm okay. I'm just like Mother Nature is trying to take me out right now, and it's been like that for the past 2 days. So I'm actually laying down recording this for real, for real. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. But those were like one of some of the main highlights for me for 2023. And I just feel like that I don't know. I just like I believe it was on Christmas. I just had like something come over me. I kept having like I don't know what that was about, but I kept having like visions of certain things and seeing certain things. But I feel like on Christmas, I just realized that I'm not equipped to deal with other people's bullshit anymore, even my own. I'm just not equipped for it anymore. I don't have the mental capacity. I can't be there for other people more than I'm there for myself, because I feel like, I get depleted and I'm not able to show up for myself and be there for myself the way I'm supposed to. And I feel like moving into the new year, I do not want to be, I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be sad. I mean, I've been diagnosed with depression, so I'm going to have my moments. But I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be in spaces where I feel like I'm not valued the same way I value other people in that space. And I don't want to be around negativity or be a negative person to someone else anymore. Like 2022 was a doozy. 2023, I feel like it was just very eye-opening when it comes to things that I want to do moving forward with my life and decisions that I'm going to make in regards to certain things. And I don't know. It's just like I'm not emotional about it, but I'm just like, I think I'm just at my wits' end with a lot of shit, and I don't want to carry that into 2024 with me. I don't. I would have to say some of my lows was of this year would have been, I believe said like losing my job, and I didn't have a job for a certain amount of time, and losing people in my life that I held in such high regard and removing those people. And I say this to say, I'm not saying that I feel like I'm better than anybody, or I feel like that people. I'm gonna just say this. I want to be respected and valued to other people the same way that I hold them in that same regard. And in 2023, I felt like I had a few people in my life where they didn't hold me in that same regard. So it's a loss because it's people that I cared about, people that I loved, and that, were dear to my heart, but I just can't do it. I 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 can't put myself through that. I don't want to, put my mental space through that type of shit. I don't want to do it anymore. It's not any bad blood. It's just that I wish you well from afar. I'll love you from afar. And we could just keep it that way. And that's just plain and simple. I didn't have too many lows because I feel like a lot of things I didn't really try to let get to me this year. Because I was just trying to have a better mindset and go and to deal with things differently. A few things that I probably, if it happened years ago, I probably would have let it affect me. But this year, I just try to not let it do that. And moving forward in 2024, if it's not making me money, if it's not something that's affecting me personally, if it's not something that, you know, will harm me, I don't have any time or space for it. I don't. I just don't. I don't have the mental capacity. I don't physically have it in me anymore. I just want to be positive. I want to be around positive energy. I want to do good things, be around, you know, I want to be around good people, experience new things, and, you know, just live my life. Just live my life. And I don't want to be around people that's mad all the time, miserable, because even if I'm that way, I don't want to be around other people because I don't want it to rub off on some other people, and I don't want that to rub off on me if that's the other person. But I've also made some decisions when it comes to my businesses as well. We did talk about that in my highs and lows of 2023. And most of the things kind of like, it has something to do with the podcast as well, but it doesn't at the same time. But yeah. So when it comes to the podcast, I will let you guys know I will be taking a break. I don't know how long. I don't know if it's definite. I don't know what it is. But I will be taking a break from the podcast as well. It's not that I don't enjoy doing it. It's just that I feel like I need to get myself back, you know, together mentally. And I need to be in a better mental space because even though y'all can't see me physically until I start doing video podcasts, I'm sure you could probably feel, people can feel energy, and my energy is very low, and it's not just because of Mother Nature, but it's very low. And I want to do this, and I want to be sending off positivity. I want to be, you know, giving that to y'all, you know, but I will be taking a break from the podcast. And that's the only announcement that I do have. Like I said, I don't know how long. I may be back after my birthday, maybe back during the summer. I don't know, but I will be taking a break. I just need to get me back. I need to, you know, focus on myself for a while and then come back to y'all stronger, come back to y'all with, like I said, I want to start doing video podcasts, which I will. And I want to get my vision for things back to how I want it to be and not just doing it because I feel like I'm forced to do it. So, I mean, my 2023 overall, it was eye-opening. It was transformative. It was a little life-changing. But I'm appreciative for it. Life has taught me a lot, and I appreciate every lesson it has taught me, everything that it has shown me for this year. And I'm coming back in 2024. I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back, you know, better spirits, you know, but the Just Green D podcast will be on hiatus for a while. So if you're looking for a new episode after this one, you're just going to have to wait on it because, sister, I need a break. And I'm sure you guys understand, and I know y'all do, but I just want to say Happy New Year to y'all. I love y'all so much. I wish nothing but blessings, good luck, good karma, great energy, new opportunities, new blessings, love, peace, abundance, everything that's great. I wish it all to you guys in 2024. And I'm coming back to you guys stronger, better. And yeah, I love you all so much. And I hope that y'all back when I come back. See y'all later and Happy New Year!